This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Three Heads Brewing tomorrow afternoon from 3 until 6. It's another Friday Football Talk Live. The Rochester Nighthawks will be in attendance. We'll be looking for you as well as Three Heads re-releases their Nighthawks Hazy IPA. You can grab a pint tomorrow. You can grab a pint at Blue Cross Arena for all their events. Find it in stores as well. Grab some delicious wood fire pizza from Freddy's Rock Pizza. That's tomorrow afternoon, 3 to 6. Join us, Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue in the neighborhood of the arts.
Yeah, is 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus's Dan Fates joining us here in the sports bar. Dan, we haven't talked since the Bills defeated the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think one of the main storylines to come out of this game, the Sean McDermott from years past kicked the field goal in that situation on the 4th and 2?
Yeah, I think so. And aren't we allowed to change? Isn't that a good thing? We're allowed to change as people. And I think that's been the knock, even though analytically Sean can say, well, I've been one of the more aggressive coaches in his time, and he has. But he's come a long way. It also factors into the offensive line they have. It also factors into where Josh Allen is as a top-tier quarterback. So all of that stuff plays in. I don't think you go for that with, you know, as Sean McDermott and Josh Allen in their first or second year. All of that plays into it. I know it's easy to criticize some of his decisions over the years, and rightfully so, but I think he's understanding the team and the caliber that he has right now.
Oh, man. Number three on the way with Dan Fates joining us in the sports bar. She's got takes. I hear it. I mean, she actually has some takes as well, Dan.
She's coming along.
It's a self-awareness thing for me. I mean, I think that I don't know when exactly the light switch happened for Sean McDermott, but recognizing and even admitting, hey, we've gotten burned by Patrick Mahomes and those guys in the past when we give them too much time, knowing you got to go for the jugular in certain situations, and then also having that trust, not just in his quarterback, but I think also in Joe Brady is a huge step in the development of Sean McDermott, the head coach.
Yeah, insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting different results. I think, you know, Josh said it best after the game. If they only kick the field goal, they get the ball back down 5, and he goes, I think they like their chances, because Sean McDermott has seen that story. So all of that plays into it. The fact of, I think he always has faith in his defense. I think at times that's maybe been an Achilles heel, because in big moments it's tough to get stops. So I've been on here. I've been on Buffalo Plus advocating that Sean McDermott is a top 10 coach, a top 5 coach in my opinion. And there's always been, I feel like, pushback because of one thing or another. But he's just been phenomenal. The call there I thought was great. He's been more aggressive, I think, than people give him credit for. All of that plays into it.
So now, Dan, this is going to make it all the interesting. You know, the fact that, hey, these games against the Patriots, the Jets, the Patriots, perhaps the Bills are playing still for the one seed in play. And you look at Kansas City's schedule, how would you assess the race here for the top seed in the AFC?
I don't know if they catch the Chiefs. I still think that Detroit, San Fran are tough games. I'm not as worried. Who knows what's happening at the end of the season, things like that. Yeah, the Chiefs have to play the Steelers late in the season. I think that's one of the ones that I think is a top five game left in the regular season. If you're looking at the whole schedule, I just don't know. You know, maybe the Chargers can trip up the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs have shown cracks. They have won a lot of one score games. Eventually, you kind of think that eventually has to run out.
And when you look ahead and think about what that postseason run could look like for a team like the Bills, depending on whether they're the one or the two, and I know that after the Chiefs game, everybody's like, well, we'll probably see them again in the postseason. We tend to do that often. Do you actually think, after seeing Kansas City against the Bills, that they are a team that the Bills will find their way towards in the postseason? Or should we be paying attention to teams like the Steelers or the Chargers, potentially the Ravens as well?
I don't think the Steelers are good enough offensively, and I still think the Chiefs are the Chiefs. We were just having a conversation with LeSean McCoy this week, or yesterday, it's on the new Buffalo Plus podcast, but the fact of the matter is that it almost feels inevitable, right, that the Chiefs will figure it out and put it together. They had six, seven losses last year. They thought they couldn't go on the road. They did. They did all those things to win another Super Bowl. So I think all that stuff plays into it. So I do think that the Bills will see the Chiefs again at some point in the postseason.
Dan, let's break the seal here because we're looking ahead not to this week but the following week, San Francisco. And, hey, we'll get to watch them in the late afternoon window against Green Bay. Something's off there. I mean, what is it, do you think? Is it just kind of the Super Bowl hangover? Does it go something deeper? Is this a flawed team, or are they gonna figure it out too here?
No, I think they're a flawed team. I think they're a flawed team that has battled injuries. But I also, they have the vibes to me of the Eagles last year when things all went so south so quickly, where they went to the Super Bowl, lost, they were still playing well, and then they lost, what, six games in a row? I'm at the point where I'm just, and again, these words could come back to bite me, but I go, we keep waiting to be like, well, the Niners will turn it around. The Niners will turn it around. The Niners will do all these things. Maybe this is just who the Niners are. They're just not a very good team. It wasn't that long ago that Deebo Samuel was choking out their long snapper, and we're all acting like, oh, he's a competitor. Like, I think there's real issues in that locker room between the contract stuff and all those things that go on in the locker room that it can be toxic. It just doesn't feel like a great vibe in San Fran. I think they're a flawed team. I think they're a good team, but I think this is who the Niners are. I think they can lose to anybody. I think they can play well enough. Obviously, getting McCaffrey back changes things and is a big problem that the Bills will have to handle. But I just don't think they're this elite team in the NFC like we have kind of penciled them in years past.
Yeah, and then when you look ahead and continue to look ahead on the schedule, the Bills wrap up their NFC West schedule with a trip to Los Angeles to take on the Rams, another team that right now seems to be playing some of their better football. But I also, you know, would caution people to be like, yeah, they're kind of a 500 team. I don't know that the Rams are, you know, and that division might just be down, especially if Arizona is the one that ends up winning it.
Yeah, the problem there is that you have one of the elite quarterbacks in the league and one of the best head coaches in the league. So both of those things, when you pair them together, are always a dangerous match. They're getting healthier at the offensive line. They have been decimated by injuries earlier in the year, or their schedule or their record may look a whole lot different. So that to me plays into Stafford, Puka, Cooper Kupp, all those guys being healthy, offensive line getting help. And I think they're as dangerous as any team to make a deep run if they get it, that kind of thing.
Dan Fates, 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, our guest here. Dan, one of the storylines, as is every week, the injuries. But this one's different there, the return of Matt Milano. And it's a topic that you don't know the answer, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to be fascinated to see how Sean McDermott manages this, because I don't think we can expect Matt Milano all of a sudden to be all-pro Matt Milano stepping onto the field against the 49ers on that Sunday night.
Yeah, it is. The interesting thing to me is the game shape, because he's been able to do a lot more in his recovery than he could with a broken leg. This was a pec injury. He's been around the team more. He's been involved more. not in the building, as we like to say, would joke around with Catalana and Jenna about where his, you know, endurance is and that kind of game readiness. But I don't know if it's necessarily a 50-50 split with Dorian Williams, but I expect to not necessarily see him on a pitch count like a Von Miller where he's getting 10 snaps a game. I expect it to be more than that.
What about these other injuries that we have going into the bye week here? And it comes at a very good time when you consider that there are players that haven't been put on IR but have missed time, whether you're talking about Kincaid or Coleman, certainly Spencer Brown. And you have a couple of guys that might be able to contribute here coming off of IR, like Dwayne Carter. What about the overall injury picture here once we get through this bye week?
Yeah, knock on wood, it seems to be like a lot of those guys that were held out this week, it was just because it's an extra week knowing there was the bye. Spencer Brown, we asked him about that 2 weeks ago, about the fact of, hey, could you try a little harder now, or are you being more cautious because, you know, if you sit out 1 week, then you get 2 weeks technically off. And he said, like, those decisions factor in. It's not just simply burn everybody out to win one game. It is looking at the big picture of things.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dan, you know, busy schedule as Bills bye week here. But before we let you go, it's danger gave me clearance to ask you this question. I'm not being Misfitian, but we got to hold you accountable here because you scoffed at the Braves signing Chris Sale, and it wasn't a great season. But anytime you can pick off a pitcher off of the scrap heap and all of a sudden becomes a Cy Young Award winner, I mean, that was a take that was off there, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, when you work, you know, you join a great organization like the Atlanta Braves are, good things happen. And, you know, they've proven that they can resurrect careers. And Chris Sale has been an awesome – he was, out of all the injuries we had this year, you would have absolutely penciled in Chris Sale being one of them. He wasn't, but obviously his play was incredible.
Gene Battaglia personifying what we say here in the Sports Bar all the time, Dan, that nobody cares when you're right. We only look forward to telling you when you're wrong.
I'm going back through all my old texts and some of the texts I'll get from Dan. McNeil is a baby. That might be my favorite one there. So,
yeah.
Dan, best of luck with everything, man. Enjoy the rest of the bye week and keep us posted on how everything goes here, man. We're looking forward to hearing the news and we'll talk to you real soon, bud.
Yeah, appreciate it, Bill. Built five cabinets today. We're on baby watch fully. Also, Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, Mike, Jen, and I sat down, caught up with LeSean McCoy. Phenomenal interview. Shady was great. That's up now.
Can't wait to check it out, man. Enjoy your time. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
There he is, Dan Fates, 13 Wham Sports. Check out his work at BuffaloPlus.com. They got Shady on the pod. That's nice.
I thought he was going to be like the next kind of takesman, and then, when he appeared on the pod there. I'm
McCoy?
Like, oh, yeah, that's...
He's getting, what is he getting, time on Fox? I think he's getting Fox Sports, a little bit of time here and there. Yeah. They might be grooming him for something bigger. He was always, he had opinions, McCoy. He definitely had opinions. Appreciate Dan stopping by, really busy, on baby watch, and sharing some thoughts here on the bye week here for the Buffalo Bills. We'll get that up and available for you wherever you get your podcast shortly if you missed it. We'll come back next. There's another New York team. Not name the Jets. What they're doing now is just, it's borderline offensive if you're an NFL player.
Can you be a great head coach and not be an a-hole?
Oh, you mean you can only be an a-hole and a good head coach?
Right, or to some degree. There's something, I'm just asking that question. Like, if I threw any name, any great head coach, maybe Andy Reid is the guy, but I'm sure there's people that are like, oh, that Andy Reid.
I mean, you could look at Andy Reid's personal life and be like, yeah, maybe he's a good head coach, but not the greatest.
Not at that. I mean, the cost of being great, I guess, is a topic worth exploring.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll get to that and more next. And don't forget, we have Dan Lieberfeld, Jets Confidential, joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. You're in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.